Welcome to the Norris Group's Real Estate Radio Show. Hosted by author, investor, hard money lender, and real estate educator, Bruce Norris. Equipping California real estate professionals for tomorrow's challenges.
The following radio show is a live recording of the I Survived Real Estate event on August 23rd, 2008. The event brought together realtors, auctioneers, investors, mortgage professionals, economists, data providers, and builders to discuss how we got here, how the respective industries are changing, and how we move forward and prosper together in 2008 and beyond. Proceeds from the event went to the Orange County affiliate of the Susan G. Komen for the Cure. The event would not have been possible without the generous help of the following platinum partners: the San Diego Creative Investment Association and President Bill Tan, the Investors Workshops of Orange County and President Sean Watkins, MVT Productions, the audio video master behind the spectacular live production, White House Catering, who provided superb cuisine and outstanding service for the live event, Fry Wiles, the web development, internet marketing, and creative design firm that created the event site iSurvive2008.com, Proxibid, the online auction platform that aired the entire event online nationwide live, the Nixon Library, Pechanga Resort and Casino, the Chicago Bulls, the Denver Nuggets, and the Cleveland Cavaliers. See iSurvive2008.com for pictures, video, and more details on this historic event, brought to you by the Norris Group.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for the first ever I Survived Real Estate 2008. Hopefully, we won't have to have one next year. Tonight, you are joined by 400 people in the audience: colleagues, family, friends, economists, auctioneers, REO agents, escrow, title, investors, you name it. Tonight's audience has got to be the most eclectic audience that has ever been assembled, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you for coming tonight. The past 8 weeks on the radio show, we've really done the how we got here portion of the show. Each of the panelists were there for 25 minutes talking about that subject, because tonight we wanted to be more about solutions. I'm sure we're going to hear some bad news, but that's not what we'd like to really get into tonight. It's about solutions and how we move forward and how each of the respective industries are changing in the next couple years. My name is Aaron Norris, by the way. I am marketing director of the Norris Group. And thank you. Just so you know, this is being broadcast live. This is our own little mini version of a telethon, thanks to Proxibid. I'll go over that in a little bit in a second. So we are on schedule tonight. We started right at 7 because we have an auction to conduct at 8:45. But a little bit how we got here. Back in April, we had the pleasure of interviewing Tommy Williams on the radio show. An outstanding man, very passionate about what he loves, and he brought up a really good solution to our industry and some of the problems we're facing. A couple weeks later, I was talking to a best friend who was thinking about doing an art fundraiser. And I sat down with the TNG team, and we brainstormed. We're like, how hard would it be to do a fundraiser? We've got 3 months. That's easy, right? Okay, we know better now, but we're here. Next, we had to find a place. The Nixon Library happened to have August 23rd open. And then we had to find a cause, which is actually quite selfish. In mid-June, many of you heard the interview, a very candid interview with my mother and my father, Bruce and Marcia Norris, about her 13-year battle with cancer. And it's quite touching, and I am so proud to be part of a very courageous and loving family. And I'd just like to say thank you for everybody who called and the stories that you shared. You really touched me, and it makes tonight even more sweet. So thank you. Thank you. So the cause tonight, of course, is the Orange County affiliate of the Susan G. Komen for the Cure. A mouthful, but you'll definitely recognize the pink ribbon. And right now, I wanted to call up Stuart McHugh. He is the Director of Corporate Relations at Komen to talk a little bit more about that.
Good evening. I'm Stuart McHugh from Susan G. Komen for the Cure. Aaron, thank you very, very much. Let's just give one more round of applause for Aaron. This is remarkable. Not only is tonight remarkable, but I'm at my first state dinner at the White House. I didn't think I'd ever see this day, and look at the podium. You can take pictures. There's Tammy from the Komen office. I'm so impressed with myself. I can't believe I'm here. Senator McCain, Senator Obama, Hillary Clinton is so distraught. She didn't want to come tonight. She's in hiding. I've learned a lot. I'm going to share a little bit with you tonight about what we do at Susan G. Komen for the Cure. I have to be honest with you. I'm still understanding what you all do. I thought that I would talk about commissions and no commissions, but lots of cures and it's a struggle to understand it, but I'm very impressed. I just think of real estate and I think of my local REMAX agent and my sort of experience. I've bought low and sold high, and I think I'm marvelous. But this is a great group. Susan G. Komen for the Cure. Susan G. Komen died from breast cancer when she was 32, and she and Nancy Brinker, our founder, were best friends. They had a wonderfully strong relationship, and when she was dying from breast cancer, she asked her sister to do everything that she could to end the disease forever so that women after Susan G. Komen wouldn't have to go through what she did. So Nancy Brinker made her a promise. She said, I will do something. I don't know what it is, but I'll do something. So Susan Komen passed away, and Nancy Brinker thought, I'm going to start a foundation in your name. And Norman Brinker, her husband, who was doing quite well in Dallas at the time and still does, she went to him and said, I'm going to start a foundation in Susie's name. And her husband said, that's terrific. Just don't ask any of my business partners for money. And so that's exactly what she did. She went into his office, into his Rolodex, and the first call that she made was to the president of American Airlines. I was in Dallas last week where American Airlines and Komen announced a really special 20-plus year, the anniversary of our 20-year relationship together, a $7.5 million promise grant over the next 5 years to study the effects of inflammatory breast cancer. So that was a little steal of the card. So we're grateful to Nancy Brinker when Norman wasn't looking, going into his Rolodex and taking that card. It was pretty impressive. Look for the Komen ribbon on 8 of the American Airlines planes as well. Susan G. Komen in Orange County is an incredible organization. We're so lucky to live in this part of the world. We live in a very diverse county, as you all know. And our business reflects the diversity of the women and their families that we serve. Last year, thanks to people like you, we awarded just under $1.3 million in community grants to 21 different agencies, representing the broad spectrum of the people that we serve. And we also paid out almost $450,000 for treatment and diagnosis. These are women who are under or uninsured and are under the age of 40. And they turn to Komen as a last resort because they can't afford the care. They come to us when they can't afford the $100 that they need to spend for a mammogram. So ladies and gentlemen, what you're doing here tonight, and we sure hope we'll see a lot of you at our Race for the Cure on September the 28th in Newport Beach, what you're doing here tonight is allowing people to have mammograms, to seek diagnostic treatment, to see their doctor, to be aware in languages that, and in many different kinds of languages in Orange County. You're doing that here tonight. I love the name of all of this, the I Survived Real Estate. I truly do. You're here tonight, I Survived Real Estate. I would love for you to all be there at Race for the Cure when you'll watch 2,000 breast cancer survivors stand up on stage and say, we survived breast cancer. And so I Survived Real Estate. These ladies, your mom, is living testament to somebody who has survived breast cancer, and that's what this is all about. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your interest, for your support here tonight. This is a great group you've got here and a good turnout, and we're just thrilled. And thank you all very, very much.
That was the perfect segue. I couldn't have lined it up any better. Thank you. It wasn't just the Norris Group, and I just would like to say thank you to an amazing Norris Group team, Vicky, Robin, Diana, the The four of us have worked very hard last few months. Thank you so much. Tonight, just in case you didn't know, 100% of the donations for you sitting in the seat tonight is going to the Komen for the Cure. The sign-up process was a little bit belabored. I'm sorry. We went through the Komen site on purpose, so we didn't have to get charged the credit card fees and all that. You were sponsoring the I Survived Real Estate 2008 Walk Team, and you are more than welcome to join us on September 28th at Newport Beach for the walk. You can go to the I Survived 2008 website. For you watching on ProxyBid right now, if you really enjoy the show and you like what you're watching, please consider donating to the walk. And tonight wouldn't be possible without our platinum sponsors who helped us put this together and pay for everything. And I must mention each and every one of them: the San Diego Creative Investors Association and Bill Tan. The Investors Workshop, Sean Watkins. Fry Wiles, the creative agency responsible for the logo and our I Survived 2008 website. Thank you. Although some of you have complimented me on the food, I had nothing to do with it, and I would like to thank the White House Catering for being an amazing part of this team. MVT Productions, who is in charge right now of connecting to ProxyBid, all the lighting, all the sound, audio, video you see. We use them all the time, and we absolutely love them. Thank you, George and staff. And last but certainly not least is ProxyBid, who is, I believe, in Tennessee right now, making sure the entire thing airs online. This is all about information and solutions, and they're broadcasting it nationwide. Thank you, ProxyBid. And if you have any problems, make sure you call the ProxyBid number, not our cell phones. One last thing, I did forget the Nixon Library, who helped us out with this amazing space. They luckily had this become available, and I think you'll agree it is a magnificent, magnificent space. This is an East Room replica of the White House. So now you know. Okay. So let me tell you how this evening is going to work. The first half has to end around 8:45, because at 8:45 is when you get a chance to bid on the Pechanga Resort and Casino vacation 2-day golf and spa weekend donated by Pechanga. Each of you had a ticket when you walked in. That is also your bid card. It's big, black, and white, so they can read your cards. Those watching at home, ProxyBid, you're going to have to do a special login. You are going to need to register. You're going to need a credit card verification. We're not going to charge your card. You just need to be able to do it so we know that you're real and you're not a 4-year-old bidding on a vacation. That doesn't make sense. Now, without any further ado, let's get the party started. I'm very pleased to introduce the man who is our host for this evening. He's been in real estate for over 27 years. He's an investor, a hard money lender, and an author. He wrote the 1997 report, The California Comeback, predicting the rise in California prices in real estate. In 2006, he wrote The California Crash. He's been involved in over 2,000 real estate transactions as buyer, seller, and hard money lender. And I get to call him Dad. Yes. My father, Bruce Norris.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Wow. Thank you so much. That is a great way to start tonight, I've got to say. You'll notice that we have someone taking pictures, because there's no way we're going to let you escape without me seeing you officially have ties and jackets on at least once in your life. How many here will confess to being a real estate investor? Aha. See what we look like? Some of you didn't know. We're regular folk. It's interesting. I think a lot of the things that have happened in the last few years have been blamed on investor/speculator. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, because I think the investor is one of the paths that we need to take to solve the problem. So we want to thank you so much for being here tonight. I've been amazed at what Aaron keeps getting me to do. Early in 2007, he approached me and said, how about doing a radio show? And I said, a radio show? Why would we want to do a radio show? He said, I think it'd be a very good service for our customers. See, that was guilt. So I decided that I would do that. And you know, I've had the time of my life. I've been able to interview some of the brightest people in our country, and most of it because Aaron was able to get them to say yes when we didn't have a track record. I'm sure some of them would go to the website and go, why would I do an interview with Bruce Norris? But as gradually as we got some names in there, it was, oh, he did it. I guess I'll do it too. And it got easier and easier. So who's joining us tonight is a group of those very special people that I've been able to interview. And they're here because they're at the top of an industry. And I want them to share with us what they see for the future. And then I want to make some suggestions from the investor world, because I think we have something to offer as well. Aaron is very responsible for this event, by the way. He's always humble about what he does. Because of who he is, we do different things at the Norris Group than we ever thought we would, and we contribute in different ways than we ever thought we could. And so he's a very special young man. In 1970, I married Marcia. And some of you know this is coming. I married Marcia, and we were 17 years old. And we were broke for a long time. I finally got my act together a little bit around probably 21, and I read a book because I started becoming responsible. I started reading books about how to do better. And one of the books I read was The Coming Bad Years by Howard Ruff. And it scared me to death. It was the first book I'd ever read about projecting what was coming. And his idea of what was coming was very scary. As a matter of fact, he said that if you were a responsible adult with a family, that you needed to buy 200 pounds of wheat for every person that was in your family. I had two kids at the time, and not to be outdone, I bought 1,000 pounds of wheat in 1974. This is part of that wheat, 34-year-old wheat. I brought it here just to remind me that I learned two lessons from that experience. First one, they were telling me the truth. Wheat actually lasts a long time. That'll still make good bread. The second was that when faced with bad years, it's appropriate to react, but not overreact. Tonight, we're probably going to hear some things that might give us cause to be concerned. That's fine. Let's react and not overreact. Let's go to solution mode and see if we can figure out some things. Our first guest speaker tonight is Christopher Thornburg. Christopher Thornburg is a principal of Beacon Economics. Dr. Thornburg is an expert in the study of regional economies, real estate dynamics, labor markets, and business forecasting. He is one of the people that saw this coming early because he could see no sense to the numbers anymore, making sense for people being able to pay so much for homes. And it turns out he was very right. Prior to launching Beacon, he worked with the UCLA Anderson Forecast, where he regularly authored the outlooks for California. Christopher, glad to have you here. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. It's very nice to be here. You know, I have to say up front that when Aaron first contacted me and asked me to do this tonight, I was actually very, very happy to do that. I should say that I also lost a parent to cancer. And so this is an issue for me that's quite close to my heart. And so, it's, you know, thank you for being here. So, now, with that in mind, I'm, of course, leading things off, which is not necessarily a good idea. The good idea was that you ate first. For those of you who know, of course, I've been a bear for quite some time, and I'm here to talk a little bit about what's happening to this economy today. You know, you pick up the newspaper, read the news, it's all over the map, right? It's hard to tell what's going on. We know that, for example, unemployment in California, 7.3% at last month. That's higher than it was at the peak of the 2001 downturn. However, we had about a 1.7% growth rate in the second quarter of this year. Not too bad. Housing starts continue to plummet, but, you know, realistically, they can only go to zero, right? So, you know, I mean, we're not too far from that, and, you know, it's going to end at some point in time, right? So you know, things that keep things in perspective, right? You know, we know the consumer seems to be tottering, auto sales are plummeting, but industrial production is doing okay, and exports are booming. So what's going on? Certainly interesting times we live in. There's no doubt about that. And, of course, the big question everybody has on their mind is, which way is the economy going? Here's one view out there that, you know, we've seen the worst. Now we're behind, it's behind us and things are moving forward, the recovery. There's another view out there that says, this isn't a recession, it's never going to be a recession, but we are going to kind of sort of bink along for a year or so. My former employers at UCLA see this view of the world. And then, of course, there's another view, which is that the worst is yet to come. The fact that this thing is going to actually get worse over the course of the next year or so. Now, I know this is going to be shocking, but I tend to be in that last camp, and I'm going to talk a little bit about why tonight. You know, it's funny. I'll tell you, a reporter asked me one time, they said, you know, eventually this is going to end. Because I always keep this in mind. As bad as things get, they will come to an end. Things will get up and running again. No matter how rough it is, the fundamentals of the U.S. economy, a great infrastructure, you know, good, a hugely educated workforce, the best technology in the world, I mean, these are going to come back and they're going to pick the economy up and we're going to move forward again. Always don't lose sight of that long-run situation. But a reporter said to me, he said, well, what are you going to do when things finally do hit bottom and start coming back? Are you actually going to be able to be a bull for once? And I went, well, I'm going to have to see a psychotherapist for a few months, but I may be able to do that, right? So let's talk about three things. I only have 10 minutes up here tonight. I want to talk about housing. I want to talk about the financial markets. And I want to talk about the rest of the economy. So let's talk about the housing market for a second. We know prices have come down quite a bit. But, of course, the thing that everybody's been seeing on the horizon is that sales have started to tick up. We're starting to see some liquidity in the market. Is the bottom near? Well, my answer is, unfortunately, no. Keep in mind that this situation we're in right now is not a liquidity crisis. It's not a problem with the mortgage market. In fact, there's not enough money out there. It's not a problem even so much with the home builders that we have a massive excess supply, because we don't have a massive excess supply. We have some oversupply, but not a massive one. The biggest problem we've had in our housing markets over the course of the last few years is that prices went to levels that were just ridiculous. You know, and a classic case, this would be Los Angeles, and I have to go through this very quickly. In 1999, in Los Angeles, you could buy a house for $199,000. That was actually kind of expensive. If you looked at the money that people who own homes earn, and you asked how much would it cost them to buy that average house, turns out they would use 30 to 35% of their income. And that's expensive, but, you know, it's okay. It's a city. It's expensive. Fast forward to 2006. Now that same house in Los Angeles doesn't cost $200,000. It costs $577,000. Now, certainly incomes went up over that same period of time. But if you sit down and do the same calculation, you find out that that same average homeowner buying that same average home would have been using 70% of their income to buy that house. Well, that doesn't make any sense. The biggest problem we have in our housing markets, and what remains in our housing markets, of course, is prices. And prices have yet to fall. Now, of course, prices got that high because of the subprime mortgage market. And we know the chaos there. We don't have to go through it. But I do like a little irony. You know, did everybody remember the Greenspan's froth speech that came out a bunch of years ago? I don't see a bubble, but I see signs of froth. You know, the interesting thing he says is actually later on in that speech. This is a quote. This is right off the Fed website. Home price declines, were they to occur, likely would not have substantial macroeconomic implications. Why is that? It's because nationwide banking and widespread securitization of mortgages make it less likely that financial intermediation would be impaired. Well, of course, we understand now that the problem in our housing markets, the reason prices went up so high, is because, of course, all that crazy money that let people gamble on homes like never before. And now we're seeing the back end of that. We're seeing prices fall, and they continue to fall. In fact, the pace of falling right now is about 30% per year.
You've been listening to the Norris Group Real Estate Radio Show. For more information on the Norris Group, please visit www.thenorrisgroup.com.